Blog Talk Radio. ForRadio.com.
Tres Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TresRiosSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1915. Weston Company Jewelry is a family-owned and operated business with a close eye on all the latest trends. Beautiful pieces created with you in mind. Dress up, dress down. Jill and her staff are constantly creating new designs that set the fashion world on fire. Be sure to check out their Facebook page and then go to sales at westoncompanyjewelry.com and click on store search. We're betting you will fall in love. A big thank you to Weston Company for providing our ambassadors with that special piece to accent their wardrobe and the Western way of life they live. Stand out in the crowd. We're Weston Company.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at ManUpCrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shiel. Hey, let's ride.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight to the show. I hope everyone's had a great start to their week, and we are glad that you could join us. We hope you have a cup of tea or something ice cold to drink if you're in the warmer weather, and you're going to sit back and enjoy a great show tonight. I want to say thank you to all our sponsors. We couldn't do it without you. And if you're listening, you've either tuned in to 347-857-3760, and you're listening to us live through Bluetooth or your cell phone. Please note, you can just press 1 at any time if you want to come in and join the conversation and visit with us or our guests, and Maria will let us know you're on the line. And also, you can listen to us through streaming on the World Wide Web at www.shesgonecountry.us. Just click the media link, and that'll bring up our Blog Talk Radio player. Click the link, and you will be streaming live or any of our Facebook pages. If you're on Facebook, if you click on the Facebook page, the icon should be there for you to listen. If not, make sure you go back into our archive after the show and catch all those great interviews that we've done. I want to welcome to the show tonight with me, of course, as always, my most beautiful co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shiel. Vicki, are you there?
Hey, Becky, I am here. And I got one question for you, Becky, this evening. What was the temperature of the high in Spokane today?
83 as I'm driving home right now on my car.
Are you
83.
Kidding? Okay, this is what I'm talking about, all right? Mother Nature is doing some wild things because we're down here in South Central Texas, and we did not break 60 degrees today, May 3rd. Now, what is going on?
I know, right? And we like to say we're in the great Northwest. I always tell people when they ask me where I live, I just say I'm just south of the North Pole, or in the North Pole, whichever you prefer. But yeah, we are having great spring weather today. And I cannot complain. So I'll stay up here in the Northwest, and you can keep the cold down there in Texas.
Okay, well, I tell you what, we'll do that. We are fixing to change things around down here, though, and expect some wonderful sunshine. And I know that we have a wonderful guest scheduled for tonight, Becky.
Yes, and so if you aren't in a place where you can enjoy the sunshine, we are going to bring the sunshine to you by bringing on a really wonderful gal that we had the pleasure of getting to meet this last December in Las Vegas. She joined us on stage, I believe it was on Thursday. And, Vicki, you actually had Grammy duties that day with your little auctioneer favorite cowboy, Pecos. So you didn't get the chance to be on stage with us. So you're going to have a treat today visiting with our guests.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, Becky. Now, Lexi, I believe, wasn't she in Vegas the year before?
Well, let's bring her on, Miss Lexi.
Okay,
Larson. Let's hear you there.
So. Not as a guest, but...
Yeah, I'm here. I'm excited to be on with you girls. How are you?
Oh, we are doing great. Thank you so much for joining us all the way from Tennessee. It's late back there, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's kind of late in Tennessee, but I'm actually in Nebraska right now. I am home in Nebraska where I'm from originally, but I was in Tennessee 2 days ago, and it was not warm. It was really warm, and where I am in Nebraska is not so warm.
Well,
you guys can keep all that crazy weather.
I know it. Lexi, this is Vicki, and I kind of blew the whole opening thing there. So, Becky, quickly tell our listeners a little bit about Lexi, because we are so pumped to have her on the show tonight.
Well, Lexi joined us in Vegas, and she is a country music artist, upcoming and rising, and she blessed us with her voice and her sweet disposition when she was in Vegas. And, you know, I just loved it, Lexi, because, you know, I stuck her up there with the two men. So she was my other feminine up there on the stage, and she did a great job balancing the stage out.
I tried. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And then I walked, I was like, oh, man, okay, we're doing this. Here we go.
Well, and Lexi, this is Vicki, but, you know, before we get too far into the interview, you know, we were talking right before we went on air this evening a few minutes ago, and tell us about your special connection to rodeo. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in grew up around rodeo my whole life. It's something that I am really passionate about. My mom was Miss Rodeo Wyoming, and so she was really big in rodeo. My uncles did rodeo, but my godfather is Marvin Garrett. So that's my big connection, and he's always been one of my heroes and one of my favorite people to be around, and so that's my one cool connection, I guess.
Well, you know, a lot of cool connections. Your mother being Miss Rodeo Wyoming. Marvin was NFR contender, great cowboy, and so you know, Lexi, you're just playing it forward, honey. Back to your roots.
Yes,
goodness.
I think so too. I hope so.
Well, so Lexi, this is Becky. Would you share with our listeners, you talked a little bit about, you know, your roots in rodeo, but you're originally from Nebraska. And,
mm-hmm.
and tell us what it was like growing up and where you were inspired or what, you know, how did your musical desire and passion come from?
Yeah. Well, my mom says that I grew up singing. I was singing in the back of her pink Cadillac when I was 2 years old. She has a pink Cadillac because she's a national sales director in Mary Kay. So I have rode in the back of a pink Cadillac singing I Will Always Love You at 2 years old. So that was my life. And so I don't ever really remember a time where music wasn't something that I was passionate about or wanted. There was a time when I was 10 years old that she was dropping me off at dance class. And we grew up, you know, out in the country in Nebraska, and it was very simple, but my mom always taught us to dream big and that we could literally have anything that we wanted to have if we just put our mind to it. And so with her always telling me that, when I was 10 years old, we were on our way to dance class and I started crying and I just said to her, I don't really want to go to dance class. I don't really want to go to school anymore. And I just want to be a country singer. And you told me I can do whatever I want to do if I put my mind to it. And that's what I want to do. So.
Oh, I love it.
It was something that she did instilled in me, and so she obviously made me go into dance class that day, and she picked me up that night from dance, and she had big big poster boards and brand new markers and a bunch of country music magazines that I got to clip out pictures and stuff and make my first ever goal poster when I was 10 years old. And so then I made it to Nashville about the time I was 15, and the rest is, we've been still doing it.
Wow.
You know,
that was instilled in me growing up. This is amazing. I don't know, maybe I missed it being on, when we were on stage and you might have said that, but I missed the connection with your mom being a national sales director with Mary Kay. You know, it's funny how the Lord just brings things around, because it's because of the time that I was in Mary Kay that I found a relationship with the Lord. So it's just, you know, good people, good foundation. I love it. Your first vision board, goal board, you know, you just can't go wrong having Mary Kay roots and rodeo roots combined. It's like the extra power behind everything that you do, I got to tell you.
You know, and girls, come on, a pink Cadillac, how cool is that? 10 years old, riding in the back, saying, I want to be a country singer. I love it.
Yeah, so it was really, it was amazing to grow up like that. And then to grow up, you know, around rodeo, and then to be doing, you know, traveling and getting to play at rodeos now is like my absolute favorite thing. I wish I could do it every single weekend.
Well, now, so Lexi, I got to ask you. So, you know, we got about 4 minutes till our break. So I know you, like you said, I don't want to dance. I don't want to go to school. You told me to, you know, dream big, pretty much. You know, obviously you finished school. So when did your career make that transition?
Well, my mom started bringing me to Nashville at 15. I started taking voice lessons, and I would come once a month. But then I would always come back to Nebraska. I recorded an album at 16 years old, so that they would know that if this was really something I wanted to do, I would see every part of it. And so I recorded an album at 16. And then when I was 18 and everybody else was going to college, I went to Nashville. Country music, and I put myself through Country Music University is what we call it, and my mom and I made up different classes that I would take, and I took online business classes and stuff, but when everybody else went to college, I went there, and so now I've been there for almost 6 years now, which is crazy, but
amazing, and you have such a beautiful voice, and I was so blessed by you taking some time and being with us on the stage, and you know, Is there a genre of country music or a someone, you know, we noticed on your pictures that you had your hand on, I think it was Kitty Wells. So who inspires you in country music?
Growing up, because I'm a 90s baby, obviously, the reason that I ever wanted to be a country singer was Shania Twain. I didn't know anybody else. I just wanted to be Shania. I wanted to be Faith Hill, and I wanted to be, or Martina. I just wanted to be someone like that. And so that was growing up. Shania was really my first in someone that was a woman that was confident in herself and was just a power woman. I really could relate with that. I wanted that kind of a feeling. And so that was like a lot of my inspiration that came from that growing up. But when I started moving to Nashville, and that's when I found people like songwriters like Jewel, and like learned songs like that Dolly Parton wrote, different things like that. So once I learned and went to the Hall of Fame and saw the women that really started all of it, then I was started to get inspired by Patsy Cline and Dolly Parton and Loretta Lynn and all that stuff. That's came later, but they're big inspirations to me now too.
Lexi, this is Vicki, and you know, not only, you know, a fantastic performer with a beautiful voice, but you know, you write a lot of your songs, so you're a singer songwriter, and that's a very special talent.
Yeah, I really enjoy songwriting. It wasn't something that I did before I moved to Nashville, and at first it wasn't something I enjoyed because I didn't know what I was doing, but now that I've really embraced it and kind of, and I feel like you grow up a little bit, obviously I've grown up and lived there for 6 years, I've experienced a lot more life than I had when I first moved there, so the songs I can write now are better, and I've gotten a lot of practice now, so I really do enjoy that.
Well, so we're going to take a quick commercial break in the station identification, and I want to add to that question about your songwriting when we come back. So, listeners, if you're tuned in,
stay where you are. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes after our station identification break with Lexi Larson.
ForRadio.com.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at RodeoSpot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Fuel Up is proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Fuel is for all of you that are on the go and want to feel your very best. The Fuel product line was created with your active lifestyle in mind. Strengthen your body for increased performance, increase your health and vitality with essential nutrients, and create and maintain a lean body. All this with one amazing product. Throw all the others away. Fuel is all you will ever need. Remember to eat healthy and exercise regularly. For more information, find us on the web at fuelup.com. She's Gone Country is proud to have as our charity of choice the Rodeo Historical Society. Working under the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum of Oklahoma City, RHS members from around the world share an interest in preserving the history of rodeo. Membership supports the rodeo programs, the American Rodeo Gallery, and the prestigious Rodeo Hall of Fame. A visit to Persimmon Hill and the museum is truly like taking a step back in time. Join us at SGC in supporting the Western way of life by becoming a member today. For more information, email shaysmichael@nationalcowboymuseum.org.
ForRadio.com.
Good evening and welcome back to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and joining me tonight is my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields. Vicki, are you with me?
I am here, Becky.
Awesome, awesome. And we are just blessed tonight and honored tonight to have with us the sweetheart from Nebraska and Tennessee, Miss Country Music Artist Lexi Larson. Lexi, are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
Awesome. Well, if you guys missed part of the first show, be sure you catch it in the archives. We've just been visiting with Lexi and catching up with, you know, her roots and where she came from and how she got her start in the country music world. And we were just before break talking about her songwriting. And before we went to break, I thought of a question I have for you about your songwriting. And what I wanted to ask you is, you know, can you take us maybe in a short version, take us through, what is it like to come up? I mean, do you just start playing chords on your guitar? Do words come? I mean, how do these songs form in the musician's mind?
Okay. Well, I do a lot of co-writing. I write sometimes by myself. A lot of the time it's in a group session, you know, setting where I'm with some friends. I mean, they're always my buddies usually that I write with. And how it kind of comes when, how I think of a song is if I see something or something random, like even the other day, I just passed a sign on the road and something and it just popped into my mind and I thought, oh my gosh, this could be this story. And then it could mean this. And then it could turn around to mean this. And so it just kind of like formed a whole story in my head, but I usually do have to, relate it back to something in my life, whether it was something that happened to me. I'm really good at, I'm not even brokenhearted at this point in my life, but I'm always really good at writing a sad love song, really. for some reason, I can always write a sad song, but there's been just a lot of the songs that I personally write are songs that I have to know that I have felt at least once or twice in my life.
Right.
So that's what helps me kind of be able to do that. I'm not very good at writing for other people at this point. Hopefully I'll eventually, that's my goal, is to be able to do that. But at this point in my life, I have to be able to relate it to myself as well, you know, in things that mm-hmm. I've done in my life or whatever. So,
well, Lexi, this is Vicki. And I mean, you have opened for some powerhouse names in the music industry, you know, in country music, Ronnie Millsap, Restless Heart, Phil Vassar.
any particular story that just sticks out in your mind about any particular concert or just something that you really relate to that happened on the road, just something special.
Yeah. Well, my dream always was something so special. Well, my biggest dream was that came true being out on the road playing was when we got to open for Dwight Yoakam last summer. And he has always been my favorite of all time, one of my favorites of all time. And so to get to actually be there and be backstage and see him, and I didn't get to meet him, but I got to just know that I was on the same stage as him and got to open for him. And him, my grandpa and I had always had a really good, we always danced to Dwight Yoakam and listened to him, and he was my favorite. And so the fact that my grandpa got to come and I could see him out in the crowd watching us when we were playing, and that was just something really special to me. So that was a really good memory.
Oh, wow.
Gonna yeah. make me cry here on live radio.
I know.
So.
I know.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Biggest.
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish what you're gonna say.
Oh, I was just gonna talk. The best day of my career thus far was when I got to sing the national anthem at the NFR. That was the biggest. That was the big day.
Absolutely, and what an honor. I mean, There's only 10 performances a year, and there's just a select few, Lexi, and you were chosen, and so congratulations. That's a great honor to sing our national anthem at the National Finals Rodeo.
I was very
honored. And so did that help launch your career? Did that help create some open doors for you being able to do that, or were you already out on the road at that point?
No, it really did open a lot of doors for us. We'd been playing. I had been traveling to the NFR, and I'd been on the road for 5 summers in a row at that 3 summers at that point. So we had been playing around and doing different things, but I had never made a lot of connections in Vegas in a lot of the rodeo world, and so it was really good to be able to get there. And then just being in that kind of a setting where there's that many people watching, it was a big push for my career as far as where I got to sing later. And now if I want to sing the national anthem, I pretty much can usually get to sing the national anthem now that I've sang it there.
Well, that's awesome. Well, so share with our listeners, if you would, you know, what's Lexi Lesson got coming down the road? You know, where can we find you? How can we get a hold of your music? That kind of stuff. How do we connect the dots?
Yes, you can check out my website, LexiLarson.com. It's working on getting updated as we speak. But there's info on there. You can find our album that was out, that we put out two years ago. That one is on there. You can check that out on iTunes. It's also on Spotify and on Pandora and all that fun stuff. My album is called Good Memories. My single that we had out on country radio 2 years ago was called You Can Leave, and you can watch the video and the music video that we did for that on YouTube. But all the links to all that are on my website, LexiLarson.com. And it's LARSEN, just so people know that. And we are in the process right now. I have been for 2 whole years, writing a brand new album. And so in June 21st, we go back into the studio to record my second album, and I'm so excited. So hopefully we'll have new music by the end of the summer, and we're just traveling and playing shows. We want to play more places, so if people have fairs or anything that they need to book up, we've got a lot of open time this summer that we want to play. So
awesome. Lexi, this is Vicki, and I know you won't have any problem booking those open dates, but I just want to make sure, are you going to come back to Vegas again this coming year?
Yes, we'll be
awesome.
In Vegas.
Well,
for sure. We are excited. We love Vegas, and we're hoping to be out there again.
Well, maybe
good.
We get to have we'll
join
have to get you on there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe debut some of those new songs. So tell us about a little bit before we, you know, I think we probably have, you know, 2 minutes or so left. What can we look forward to in your new album? Any new twists or vibes or what's coming down the pike?
This new album that I've been writing is something that I feel like is a lot more evolved as I've grown up. It's more grown up Lexi. I feel like I've been doing this since I was 15, that it's hard to get past that, you know, young the young part of, and I'm still young, but I needed to grow up a little bit. And so I feel like these songs have a little more meaning, a little more meat to them, and just fun. They're fun songs. And when the songs that I had on my last album were songs that I wrote when I was 19, 20 years old. These are songs that I wrote when I was 24. And I just feel really passionate about them. I just feel excited for people to hear a little more evolved songwriting from me, and how a little more me now that I've grown up a little bit. So
evolution of Lexi Larson.
Yes.
Well, how long does it typically take to record an album?
Well, to record an album, it can sometimes take people. I mean, some people, if they have a lot of money, then they can record an album in a week or whatever. But usually, for me to do one, it will take us about a month to do an album, and then about another month it takes them to track it and do all the editing and all that stuff and fixing it all up, and then we do design and all that stuff. So about 2 months to do a whole album, I would say.
Wow. Well, that'll be great time. We'll be heading into the fall and heading into the final run for the NFR, and it'll be fresh and crisp, just like the weather
is
in the fall. So that'll be exciting.
It'll be a perfect time.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited that you got to join us tonight. I know we're out of time, and I wish we had more time. I'd love to have had you play some acoustic music for us, or even some a cappella, because I know you got a beautiful voice. But I guess we'll have to save that for another show, and maybe do it.
Yeah, we'll do
when
it
your album
next
comes
time.
Out.
I'll be there. Yes,
awesome.
Let's definitely
awesome.
Do that. Yeah. I'm very honored that you guys asked me to be on, and I loved getting to be on the stage with you too, Becky, in Vegas. That was so fun.
Well, thanks for coming on, taking some time. And with that, I'm going to say goodnight and turn over to Aunt Vicki to close out the show and say her goodnights. And we will see you guys next week. Aunt Vicki?
All righty, Becky. Thank you so much, Lexi. I look forward to seeing you in Vegas. Can't wait. We'll get you back up there again. And this time I'll get to be on there with you all. Anyway, listeners, thank you so much. God bless you all. We're going to close out with a little Crystal Lyons and some Cowgirl Logic. Good night, everyone.
Here, and any person who's ever trailered anything with a diesel truck can relate to this. Don't you just love waiting while somebody pedal farts around pumping gas at the only diesel pump? The other day I was pulling into a station with my 2-ton and trailer, and a lady in a little car whoops in front of me while I'm navigating my way to the only diesel pump. Sure enough, 411 gas pumps are wide open, and where does she go? You got it. So before she gets out of her car, I edge my truck as close to her rear end as I can, trying to get the butt of my trailer out of the road behind me. My truck is literally looming over her little car, the Cummins engine sounding like only they do, giving off that distinctive diesel sound. Do you think she caught on? No. She was too busy still sitting in her car, digging through her purse. Finally, I climbed out of the cab and walked up to her, still sitting in her car, and politely asked if she minded going to any one of the other open gas pumps, because this is the only diesel pump and my trailer was blocking traffic. Well, she was very nice and said she didn't mind at all. My deal is, why can't people see? I guess what I'm venting about here is we're far too consumed with ourselves and our own little world these days. We seem to be losing the awareness of the needs of others. I'm aware of what people do to us diesel folk because we have to put up with it all the time. But am I totally oblivious about someone else's needs because I'm so consumed with myself? Society will continue on its downward self-absorbed spiral. But that doesn't mean I have to get caught up in that current. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is Cowgirl Logic. For more, go to cowgirllogic.net.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
All of us here at Trust Rio Silver are proud to offer a complete award lineup from saddles, tack, and all in between. Trust Rios is your one-stop shop. Give the shop a call today to discuss your association award needs with one of our family design staff. And don't forget to shop online with us for that special gift. Our new online store features beautiful jewelry, tees, caps, and much more. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com.
ForRadio.com.